The cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church are sealed into the conclave in Rome in the Sistine Chapel, and today will be the beginning of the election for the next pope, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. This is a picture of the Sistine Chapel, and the wall at one end that the cardinals will be looking at as they go through their deliberations and balloting. It's Michelangelo's famous painting of the Last Judgment, Jesus Christ returning, and the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on his left hand. It's a dramatic painting for anyone who's ever been there to see that, and of course it's part of the entire panoply of images in the Sistine Chapel. And thinking about this, all eyes are on Rome watching this right now. They have sealed themselves in. They are praying to God to answer their prayers according to Catholic theology. And it raised a question in my mind, is God in the Sistine Chapel? Because I think that's a pretty serious question to ask in regard to any group, any religion that invokes God into their presence for any decision at a serious time, that it square with what the Bible says.
It is an interesting thought, because you look at this amazing painting, it's kind of odd, unusual, you know, and is it even biblical to begin with? I think in a lot of ways we'd say, no, that just doesn't fit at all. But here they are, feeling like they're in the presence of God, that somehow God is in this basilica, and he's going to bless their decisions.
Yeah, as if all these images of either the creation on the ceiling or Christ in the judgment brings God into the room even more so in the imagery and the physical representations here.
And in Acts chapter 7, I think we get an insight into whether or not that's really the case. Because here in Acts chapter 7, verse 48, it says, "The Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands." And so is that where the presence of God is? Obviously, we're told, not there. It's not there. It's somewhere else.
No. No matter what building by any church, any group that is erected in God's name or to honor the glory of God cannot hold God. That's essentially what Stephen was saying, and as quoted there in the book of Acts. And I think it's an important matter for every one of us to understand. The church is not a building. The church of Christ, Jesus Christ, the church of God, the biblical ecclesia, are the called out ones, and it is a spiritual organism. And that leads us to a far more biblical answer to the question of whether or not God is in the Sistine Chapel or any other building made with hands by any man or group to try to bring God into their presence. It should make us all stop and think.
We realize this isn't the proper house. We better make sure we're the proper house for God.
That's BT Daily. Join us next time.